Destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Thanks for being here. And also with us is Danny Lowry. How are you?
Great, Tanya. Good to be here.
And also with us is friend as well as really cousin, Brenda Foster. How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you. And I want to also introduce Ed Foster. He's not on the scene, but he does have a mic, so you jump in here anytime, okay?
Hello,
there you go. There you go. Working behind the scene is Miera White.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all so much for being here today. We want our listeners to join the conversation. Phone lines are open. We welcome your comments and opinions. 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975 or download TuneIn app to listen to us on your phone. Also, too, you can listen to us on your phone by dialing 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AM-FM 247 Network. Let's jump right into it, to last night's primaries, which Donald Trump had an excellent night. He won 4 out of the 5 states, and giving him, well, really putting him on the track to being the nominee. The Republicans about to have a fit because that is not what they wanted. They were hoping that Ted Cruz would pull out something. He pulled out nothing last night. He didn't win anything last night. But Kasich is on the radar now because he won Ohio. And Ted Cruz wants him to get out so to make the way clearer for him. So what do you think the Republicans are going to do now that they only have 3 left in the race, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Kasich? Danny? Okay, well,
they're going to continue to march on. The thing that gets me is that none of them good enough to be president. They're not even president.
You don't think Kasich is? I mean, he is governor of Ohio.
Kasich is just a governor.
He has experience.
He talks about the things he has done. Now, don't get me wrong. I would prefer, if I had a choice to vote GOP, if I was to do that, it would be Kasich.
Right.
Because he's the only one out of the bunch that seems to have any kind of sense, common sense whatsoever.
He has substance.
And the things that he said he has done for his state. I can appreciate him.
Right.
But Trump and Cruz and people like that are ridiculous. It's just absolutely it's a farce. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. They should have rules against people like that running for the highest office in this country. I'm not lying to you.
Okay. Brenda?
Well, I think there are a lot of things going on. What they're going to do going forward, I'm not quite sure. But I think getting us to this point, part of the problem was too many people running.
Right, 17,
office.
Right.
So really
that was a lot.
Ridiculous.
If any of them had been unselfish enough to drop out early so they could have made a difference, maybe we wouldn't be sitting here now. But now they don't want to drop out because they want to keep their votes. They're not quitting their resigning or suspended the campaign, right, and so therefore they get to keep their delegate.
Right.
So I think they're preparing probably for to get Trump out by pulling their votes.
The thing is now Ted Cruz want Kasich to get out, and Kasich has gotten a spark now because he won Ohio. So, and the thing is, that divides the vote between Kasich and Cruz, which helps Trump. So I would think the Republicans, if they were to put their heads together, one of the two need to get out so that if they are looking, if they don't want Donald Trump to be, the presumptive nominee, they need to come up with a plan real quick, other than having the broker convention.
Yeah, and that's what they're waiting on. They can save face by ending up with Kasich somewhere in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they get rid of Cruz, because I think Trump, he's going to be there. But Cruz, you know, he's the one that should drop out. They can save face with Kasich. I mean, they can really save. He's not going anywhere, but they can save face with Kasich. I mean, this is ridiculous with Cruz and Trump. Come on, please.
Okay, Gilbert. I
honestly have to laugh at the reasons why people say Trump and Cruz shouldn't be involved in running for president. I mean, I thought it was open to everybody, and everybody in America has an opportunity
Nobody
to run.
Nobody said it's not open to them.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
To say it's ridiculous for them to run and ridiculous for them to be in the attempt, I don't know what. I'm trying to find out, because I hear people say this a lot, but I'm trying, okay, tell me what basis are you basing that statement on? That's what I ask people. Let me finish. You know, this is new. This is not new to politics, this type of fighting. If you look back in history, when Jefferson and Douglas were running for president, the office of president, they had mudslinging. This same kind of stuff went on then. So this is politics. This is dirty fighting. But bring me a basis of why you think they should run. If you say that Trump is ridiculous, I'm just saying it as it is. If you say that Trump is ridiculous and Cruz is ridiculous, how can you explain the millions and millions of voters that have voted for them in the state? Are these people ridiculous too?
Yes, they are.
Well, let me say this. The Republican Party
say what doesn't you want
think
to say.
Cruz should be running.
That is the established Republican Party. Not the people. That's a few number. The people are voting differently than what the establishment wants. And I think that's what's wrong with the Republican Party now, is that they haven't done anything over the years, and now they're getting ready to get the boot, and they're nervous and getting out of, being kicked out of office. So a new change is coming. I'm not saying Donald Trump is right or wrong. I'm just saying people are fed up with Washington. They're fed up with the Republican Party.
I got that.
But to say anybody can't run because of their thoughts and what they say, it's just...
When
you have a qualification to run as a president, there are certain qualifications and things you have to loops you have to jump through.
Right.
And I'm assuming they have met those, and they I didn't think that the United States government would call those qualifications ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
Well, they just doesn't have prison records freshly. They doesn't have fresh prison records. That's one of the reasons one of the reasons why they can run. But my thing is, I have not, and I'm being totally honest, I try to deal with truth. I mean, because I'm too old to deal with falsehood and deceiving people and stuff like that. I just don't have time for that foolishness. But my thing is this, I have not heard, been listening, have not heard no substance from no GOP candidate about nothing.
I think Kasich has. He's an exception.
Okay, Kasich has said some things that he has done for his state. Now, excluding state Kasich, I'll go with you with that time. But I'm just saying, overall, man, I'm telling you, I get so sick of them. I stopped listening to the debates because it was like I can get little eighth graders to go up there and do that. Well, you talking about my hands. Well, you're talking about my feet.
You're talking about all
this old kind of back and forth crap from grown folks. They have not said nothing. Ted Cruz and the rest of the crew, excluding Kasich, because Tanya kind of got a thing going, and she's right about it. The rest of them have not said anything with no substance whatsoever that matters to this country and the people of this country. Mm. They're supposed to be voted by the people to represent the people.
Well, don't the people have a right to vote then?
You got a right to vote.
Have they not voted?
Yeah, they voting for them
then
fools.
I'm not mad about that, though.
You're talking about what a lot of people or the Republican Party is talking about as far as Trump is concerned. The back and forth, the bigotry, the racism.
All that crap,
the
man.
The rallies and the fighting and all of that.
Please.
For someone to, you know,
for somebody running for the office going to tell somebody, I'll get your legal issues, whatever legal fees or whatever you got to pay. In other words, without bringing it out to
thing?
The forefront. No, I didn't say the words. Okay. You don't need to put that in my mouth. I'm just saying to you what Donald Trump said.
Okay.
I got your legal fees.
What
is he saying?
Go ahead and
abuse people because I'm going to get you out. See, sometimes people don't have to be on the surface with everything. Okay. Just like racism before President Obama became racist, it was subtle. They took it from the forefront. They hid it under the table a little bit and they pretended. But when President Obama got in that office, let me tell you something. All hell broke loose. police start shooting and killing people, which has been going on.
Wow,
white folks start, people start coming out with the racism. I mean, cold blooded, just straight up in your face. It
was
came
you
out
in America when that happened.
I've always been in America. I'm 63
I'm
years
asking,
old.
I'm
I didn't
asking,
hide nowhere.
Were you
nowhere?
In America when the president got elected? I'm saying.
Yes, I was.
Well, did you realize
what are you
how
saying
many
to me?
Whites voted for him to be president? Not
yes,
one year.
I did.
One, not one term, but two terms.
Two terms.
So you
the
think
first
that was
term
racism?
They voted for? But it wasn't only
you
the
think
whites.
That was racism because they
white
voted
people
him in
didn't. Know, white people weren't the only one that voted for him, though.
Okay,
they were a part of the rest of the population.
Listeners, I gotta say something. I mean, obviously, white people had to vote for Obama for him to be elected. That had to happen. But I guarantee you, it was none of these folks who are supporting Trump
that's
now,
right.
Because he is promoting. He is promoting and supporting. Divisiveness.
Right.
I can't even say it. Because he is trying to get people to be at odds with one another. I mean, everything he does promotes that.
Let's go back to the thing we talked about when Obama was elected.
Okay.
You say, see, blacks only consist of 13% of the population.
Okay.
So he couldn't have won on just black vote if he had
right.
all
you
of
just
them.
Said
what
that.
About,
what about
he
Hispanics
said that.
And Asians and Indians?
It was racism. How could he get in the office if all these races hated him?
No, we're not talking about the haters, the racist haters. Let me tell you something. Black folks wouldn't be where they are today if not for a lot of help from white people. So we're not including. We're never talking about all when we're talking about something. Okay, let's erase that. So we'll get away from that. My point, the message I want to get out today, Tanya, is this: I don't know where black folks were when Dr. King gave his life, when Rosa Parks didn't give up her seat, when all those grandmothers and daughters and sons were shot down with all these water hoses and killed and mutilated and hung up every which way. Where were they then? You know what I mean? They can enjoy the freedoms that they have now
who?
That depend. Let me finish talking. I got to get this.
Okay,
you.
Wait a minute,
you and the rest of y'all. And my thing is this. I can't understand what in the hell has happened over the years. Excuse me. Because I'm pissed right now.
Okay.
Because you got a bunch of black folks running around here acting like they don't know what happened in the 60s and the 50s, 60s, okay. and 70s and stuff. And keep talking about these old racist people that's against them. In Kentucky, just last week, somebody in the Senate, Kentucky Senate, try to pass a bill that people have a right to discriminate against interracial marriages, and at the end he put and so they can't challenge it in court.
Right? Can't
do
be
you
charged,
understand
no
what these people are trying
right.
to do to us?
Right. I got. We
they
got
already it. Started segregating schools again.
Okay.
And I'm just pissed right now, Tom. You have to forgive me. I try to keep my cool,
but I'm sick
of these so-called black folks.
Don't
you understand? Going against the grain.
Let's not get emotional.
I'm emotional already.
Well, don't do that.
I'm going to calm down, but right now,
I'm not going to get kicked off the air
because I'm not cussing or anything,
okay.
but I'm
all
hot right now.
You're getting
and I apologize to the people that the producing the show.
Okay.
Listen, audience, please forgive me today. Usually I'm more calm than this, but I have had enough of these black folks running around here taking up for the wrong group of people and talking about putting the wrong people in power
right.
that's going to do the same thing that we went through in the 50s. That man died, and a lot of people died for
so,
that foolishness.
So who's going to put
true.
You back?
And that's very true. You're right.
Who's going to put you back, bro?
Don't keep asking me stupid questions because I'm not going to answer them. That's your forte. Ask stupid questions so people can get off.
First of all, let's have common sense.
So people can get off the subjects.
Well,
that's your forte.
I'm not going to feed into that today.
I'm going to bring you out.
Okay. I assume, Danny, you're talking about people that have voted for Trump.
Yeah. And black
folks. Right. Black folks. And actually, I saw a pastor yesterday, and he was actually standing up. I guess I'm not sure if it was a Trump rally or where he was, but he was defending Trump. And I am like amazed. At people.
Was
at
he from
this,
Cleveland? Was it that fool from Cleveland?
I don't know where he's from. Mm-hmm. But the
why
thing
is
the thing is now that Trump has come out and he refuses to denounce David Duke, that is a clear message that, you know, in my opinion, being a racist, you know,
yeah.
and the Republican Party have trying to distance themselves from it,
okay.
And all of the hoopla that are going on.
But they fed all that. They fed all
rallies.
That. The Republican Party have been about that forever and ever and ever.
Well,
they fed all
right.
of that. And Donald Trump just bringing it to the forefront for them.
Oh, really?
And he is. And it's just not about any particular group. He is showing racism toward a lot of groups. He
right,
did it
exactly.
toward Mexicans.
That's true.
Muslims, everybody.
Yeah.
He's got
everybody.
Something against anybody
everybody.
Who's not, who doesn't look just like him.
I just have a couple questions.
And that's crazy.
Okay.
Let us ask this question.
Go ahead.
Please do. First of all, let's have a discussion, but let's use common sense.
We're going to use that.
All right?
That's what I always
And do. Lack of emotions. Just talk to have a discussion.
I
Number
can't
one
tell people
is,
about their
what?
Emotions. I got emotional
okay,
a little
wait,
bit,
wait,
just
wait
like any
minute,
other
wait,
human
wait
being
minute,
would
Danny,
do sometimes.
Let him speak. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What did Donald Trump, and I'm not saying he didn't say it, I just didn't hear it. What did Donald Trump say that was derogatory towards blacks?
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to do this. We're going to play a piece. From Marco Rubio.
All right.
Got it?
It's coming.
Okay, well, maybe you're going to take a break first and come back with it.
Well, why are we waiting?
In the history of this country, there's never been anything like it. We know very little about our president. I'm very honored to have gotten him to release his long-form birth certificate, or whatever it may be. Now, many, many people have questions, and very serious questions. I have a deal for the president, a deal that I don't believe he can refuse, and I hope he doesn't. If Barack Obama opens up and gives his college records and applications, and if he gives his passport applications and records, I will give to a charity of his choice, Inner City Children in Chicago, American Cancer Society, AIDS Research, anything he wants, a check immediately for $5 million. The check will be given within 1 hour after he releases all of the records so stated.
Okay. Well, that was the wrong piece.
Well, that was a good piece.
It sure
it
was.
It was a simple crazy.
My thing, let me say this. Let me say this about that idiot. What President Obama should do, he don't have to because he's going home. He's done what he wanted to do. But what he should do, get what he's asking for, have a meeting, have it on TV, put a table right there. Put the check on the table. Show the records and have somebody stand there and read the records and let somebody impartial hold the check. Let somebody impartial that's not just read. Show him copies of
look,
the records.
Okay.
And take
y'all,
that check.
Y'all gonna have to hold that.
Take that check.
Reggie, call back. In some kind of way, we lost the call. Our praise break is Put It on the Altar by Jessica Reedy, sponsored by As We Grow Academy in Richmond, Virginia.
It's gonna be all right.
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 So everything that you've been worried about,
put it on the altar.
You need him to work it out. He'll work it out. Yeah. Being sick, you need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. Right. Academy and loving it. What are we gonna do for the summer?
He's staying with you, honey.
And lies you tell. He has to get up out of here.
Well, you know they offer before and after school transportation and an awesome summer program with 2 weeks free. We should pre-register and get a spot, and you should pay today.
I will. www.aswegrowacademy.org, 804-231-2121.
1731 Wall Street, Richmond, Virginia, from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through
Senator
Friday.
Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders argues almost all the wealth created in this country goes to the top 1%. Let's check the facts. The source of Sanders' claims are based on a study commissioned by the National Bureau of Economic Research, a nonpartisan organization in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Its authors were economists Emmanuel Saez of the University of California, Berkeley, and Gabriel Zucman of the London School of Economics. The pair looked at income distribution from 1912 to 2012. Their findings concluded that the upper 1% saw a 7% increase in their accumulated wealth, while the bottom 90% saw a decrease of 12% of their wealth during that 100-year period. The question is, how does that square with Sanders' claim that almost all new wealth goes to the top 1%? According to Washington Times fact-checker and economist Michelle Lee, the top 1% controls 42% of wealth in this country. Hardly almost all. Michelle Lee gives Sanders one Pinocchio for his claim. This reporter gives him a pants on fire, or as he would say, pants feeling the burn.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. Brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to blacktradelines.com. Register your business or service today. Join the Black Trade Circle, building trust in your community. Black Trade Lines and Black Trade Circle are registered.
Listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's
jazz program coming up. America's
getting fatter,
according to latest statistics revealing that 38% of adults are obese and approximately 17% of children and adolescents from the age 2 to 19 years old are obese. Being obese increases the risk of hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke, among other health issues. So check with your doctor for a regular exercise routine and a healthier diet. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network. The heart
oh,
of
jam, the jam, titty jam for me, yeah.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Some people thought they're cute, and he's got an extraordinary amount of coverage for all the stuff he says that's outrageous. Every time Donald Trump offends someone, says something ridiculous, says something offensive, it's wall-to-wall coverage, and it's only elevated him even more. And so I think we all look at this and say everyone bears responsibility for what's happening. But the result is, this is what a culture and a society looks like when everybody says whatever the heck they want. When everyone just goes around saying, I'm just going to speak my mind. If I'm angry, it gives me the right to say or do anything I want. Well, there are other people that are angry too. And if they speak out and say whatever they want, the result is it all breaks down. It's called chaos. It's called anarchy.
Okay, that's the piece I was talking about with regards to the Republicans being upset with Donald Trump, because he is saying what the heck he wants, being racist, bigotry, whatever, the whole nine yards. And what I find interesting is that they are upset because of what Donald Trump has been saying. But they've been saying this the whole time. President Obama's been in office for the last 7 years. So what do they have, selective memory or what?
You're getting a statement from Donald Trump's opponent, number one, who's listening to say anything.
No, well, what I think the problem is...
He's not the only one. You have Mitt Romney. You have Lindsey Graham.
Established Republican.
They're all Republicans.
Mitt Romney's
established
who was bought in. Was brought in.
No.
What happened? It wasn't on his own.
It's still Republican Party.
The difference is Donald Trump has the gall to say it with no reservation. All of these other Republicans who have been doing the same thing, they do it kind of underhandedly,
right,
so that they can always say it's another reason for why they did or said what they said. Trump doesn't care.
Right. Trump does not
care.
That's
the difference.
But the thing is that, but what bothers me is that when they have said things to President Obama, they didn't feel like it was disrespectful. I got a piece. Can we get that one?
They justified it somehow,
Wilson,
didn't
they? What are you all doing over there? Get it together.
I'm glad enough.
It's outrageous. Every time Donald Trump offends someone, something...
Oh, I'm going to have to get some new help.
I'm glad enough.
Elevated him even more.
Oh. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, let's go to the phone. Reggie on line one. How are you, friend?
Hey, how you doing, tying you into your crew?
Good. Now? Sorry we lost you the first time.
No, it's all good, you know, but what really troubles me is that there's an old saying in Washington, Republicans fall in line when Democrats fall in love. And if you see the marching orders have already been sent out, that they're going to try to derail Mr. Trump, hire Hitler, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other thing when you have thousands of people up in his rally holding hands up like Hitler did and pledge their allegiance to him. And I'm like, wow, he's repeating himself, but I digress. What really troubles me again is that the Democrats over the years have really dropped the ball. And in my opinion, I say that because of twofold. One, you only had two candidates running for this seat to be president. Well, it was troubling. I mean, I've been thinking about Tupacis, and there's another young lady whose name escapes me that she could have ran against Hillary. And,
Elizabeth Warren,
about. Yeah, she's the one that I think is waiting to see what happened to Hillary. Maybe she'll go in 2020. I don't know.
She's tough, too.
I think she's waiting as well. I hope she does not take VP with Hillary.
No, that'd be a terrible move. Because if she does that, I can tell you.
She's another.
They're not going to vote with two women on the same ticket at the same time. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. She's another firecracker like Bernie.
Yeah, but Bernie too old. I mean, Bernie's going to burn him up, you know. But I just say in closing, the bottom line is this, that Democrats got a long way to go, and if they sleep on Trump, this is just like the sudden strategy or either the dog with the partridge coming home to roost.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
Reggie, tell everybody to listen to your show, friend.
Yeah, this coming Saturday, we're going to have Coach Lonnie Blow of Virginia State to say what a great year he had. And also, we had Dr. Cavell, which is going to unveil the list, and I'm going to break news on your show. He told me there's a good chance that Virginia ladies have been named the HBCU mid-major national champ.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
So we're hoping to get that information from the coaches and also from Dr. Cavell out of Houston, Texas.
Super.
And that's a national award.
Thank you, Reggie. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care.
Okay, man. Gonna go to Scotty on line two. Hi, friend. How are you? Is he there?
Greetings to you and
we
your
can barely
pal
hear.
There.
Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
Yes, greetings to you all. This country is really in the gutter right now. You know, I'm wondering if we've reached the bottom of the barrel yet.
Almost.
When you got two unindicted criminals who may be facing off for the top job in the United States federal government. I mean, how far are the American people willing to go to accept the criminality from these rich and powerful people? This really points to the disparity, or the, you know, one set of rules for the rest of us, the working class and poor people, and another set of rules when it comes to criminal justice for the rich and powerful.
Scott, who are these persons you're talking about?
Well, I'll get to them as I continue to express my commentary on it. I would say, you know, it started hundreds of years ago, but I ain't going to go that far back. Let's just go to President Obama setting the tone when he came into office and said, we're not going to look forward backwards. We're going to look forward in dismissing or coming up with an excuse not to prosecute those who are guilty of torture. Mm-hmm. and not prosecuting key members of the Bush administration. So that started right there, here in recent memory. And now, you know, we got the Obama administration with Loretta Lynch over there. Look, I ain't on here to play no partisan games with you all. Just Google incitement to riots. All right, look up the federal law. Then look up your state law. Here in North Carolina, Sheriff's Department looked at filing charges. They started an investigation to file charges against Donald Trump for inciting, you know, that violence and whatnot here in our state. And then the sheriff shut the investigation down. There is plenty of evidence and plenty of people that I've even heard on mainstream media call this incitement to violence. Incitement to violence. Just look up the statute. It's not that hard to interpret statute.
Let me say this, Scott. Anytime that you have a guy like that that's telling people to punch somebody and I'll take care of your legal fees, that's what he's doing. Without a doubt.
Let's go back to what he mentioned first time, that these two people that are indicted or something. I'm trying to find out who he's talking about.
I said
about
unindicted criminals.
Well, it could be everybody in this room.
No, you're not talking.
Nobody in this room is indicted.
I think he's talking about the cannon.
One at a time, everybody.
Scotty, that could be anybody. All of us in this room are indicted, so that includes us too.
No, he said.
Is there evidence that you committed a crime?
Is there evidence
that everybody is looking at?
Scott, I'm asking you a question.
Answer that question. Have you committed a crime?
No,
is there evidence of anybody in that room inciting people to violence?
No, or
many of the crimes, or setting up a private server in your home and flouting the rules?
So you're talking about Hillary now, I guess.
They're unindicted. She is being investigated, but I don't expect her to be indicted because she's rich, wealthy, and powerful.
Okay. I don't know what to say. When you accuse people of, the law says that you're guilty when proven. I think that's what it says. But nobody's been indicted.
I said unindicted.
That could be anybody.
Look, we got people in jail right now that spend years in jail.
We're not talking about people in jail, Scotty.
Wait a minute. This is going to your point. You want to talk about whether a court of law says that you've been, you're guilty until proven innocent. We got people that spend at least two or three years in jail before they ever go to trial and get convicted of a crime.
I agree with you, Scotty. I agree with you on that point. But the point is, these two people that you claim running for president have been unindicted. That's an investigation, sure. But I think sometimes we make statements that are not true. And I'm always trying to get to the truth of the matter. If your issues are just based on them being unindicted, let the government, let the law persecute them. So far, it hasn't been done.
But
so
it's
they're
not
good to go.
Happen because there's two criminal justice systems.
Well, you got one is Republican and one is Democrat. So are they both agreeing to do this together?
You want to play the partisan game. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent as far as
my
politics.
But you don't vote independent, do you? You vote for a Democrat or Republican, right?
You act like there's only two parties. I live in North Carolina. We have more than one party on the ballot.
That's all on this ticket. It's a Democrat and a Republican on this ticket.
I don't want to hear no partisan crap, man.
I'm just asking.
What I'm talking about is very simple. Don't convolute it.
But can I buddy in a minute?
One at a time, everybody.
There's no independent on this ticket, correct? But you're going to vote, right?
What does independence got to do?
You say you wouldn't vote Democrat or Republican. You vote independent. There's no independent on this ticket.
Is Scott still with us?
I heard him.
It has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Look, I live in an area that's very dangerous.
Okay, what's it got to do with what we're talking about?
I'm surrounded by these redneck racist crackers.
Oh,
I'm surrounded by them. They do violence.
But that doesn't have anything to do with what we're discussing right here and now.
And then Donald Trump said today that...
What we're talking about now doesn't have anything to do with where you live,
Scotty. On this program, Donald Trump should get the nomination based on the democratic process of the Republican primary. But now today he's saying if he doesn't, that he can't be held responsible for riots because right. I have millions of followers.
Exactly.
This guy is inciting violence.
Right. Right. That he did that to stop possibly the Republicans from having a contested convention, which can deny him the nomination.
So there will be injustice towards him. But,
right.
You know, when these rednecks around here where I live start rioting over there, who do you think they're going to be targeting?
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. So we're in a pickle.
So you sure they're going to be targeting you, and you sure they're going to be rioting if Donald Trump doesn't get it?
Look at the people that are his base.
Look at the people who came into his
video. Have into his,
convention.
Words?
Are they just as bad as the people in the convention? The people that came to convention and started that riot recently, are they just as bad as the people in the convention?
No, they did. They were participating in their First Amendment speech right.
Let me ask you a question. What people came and started the riot? I didn't get
that. Oh, so you're saying all the people started the riot in Donald Trump, but were Donald Trump people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me ask you this.
Donald Trump
people. Do you have a problem with the gentleman that punched the brother and then said next time we may have to kill him?
That's totally
wrong.
Those
are the kind of people.
Yeah, but what about the one that
one person? One person.
What did Donald Trump say about that, Tanya? What did he say? I'll pay for his legal fees.
Right.
That's before he punched him.
No, that was after.
That's wrong. I admit that was wrong. I'm not going to justify.
This is after he punched him. That was the county that opened up the investigation on Trump, but then it was shut down by the sheriff.
So.
And not only that, though, Trump said this morning very early when he was interviewed on CNN that if he were denied the nomination at the convention, that it would start a riot.
Right.
So it sounded like he was saying, okay, guys, if I don't get it,
right.
He was telling them.
No,
he was telling them.
That's exactly what he's been doing.
I disagree with that.
Wait a minute.
Because you have some crazy people out there.
I am a registered voter. I do have a driver's license, so I am in the North Carolina jury pool. And I'm an objective person. Tanya, y'all know me. I'm an objective person, not a partisan person.
Right.
If I was on that jury and they presented transcripts and showed me videos of what they're already showing on all the major outlets, I would vote to indict. I don't want to argue about it. I'm just saying that there is... People, be prepared to protect yourselves.
Right.
Because it's just all this violence bubbling right under the surface.
Make sure they give Gilbert an indictment,
too.
Thank
you, Scotty. Scotty, tell everybody to listen to your show right quick.
Please tune in to New Abolitionist Radio tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, thank you, friend. We appreciate it.
Oh, Just Jazz on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Hey, this is Famous Brown, and I want to tell you about the brand new Hall Street Minimart. They're located at 1314 Hall Street, and we call it the little store with big deals. Now, Easter is right around the corner, and Hall Street Minimart just got a shipment of ladies' pocketbooks in different beautiful colors for Easter, along with a brand new shipment of men's suits, shirts, ties, and bow ties. So stop by Hall Street Minimart and get something special for Easter. If not for you, then for that special someone.
It's cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call Low Cost Airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We were talking during the break with regards to the Trump rallies and folks that are getting being
thrown out.
Yeah, thrown out, but also being injured in the process. And I think one of the things, Gilbert, you know, I have no problem with the other side or protesters going to the rally and you get put out, but they shouldn't be injured in the process by someone else. That, you know, that is attending as well. You know, you go to things and you get put out or you may get, you know, asked to be to leave and that sort of thing. But it doesn't give whoever is there the right to injure someone or threaten their life.
That's true. I agree with that.
Okay. I
wouldn't take one person's actions to put it on the whole crowd that was there, because I don't think that this one person acted out of character. And I don't think that's right, of course. But they were there to disrupt the meeting that somebody else had paid for and put
to
on.
To protest, right. But and if that person is protesting and you put them out, they should not be injured or threatened on the way out.
If you look at some of the footage, they're just being pushed out because they don't want to leave. If you want to come to a meeting, be orderly. If you wouldn't expect these people to go to Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton meetings and act that way. If it happened that way, what would happen if they disrupted the meeting?
You're saying it's the protesters' fault. It happens.
When?
Well, this is what
See, you don't. You know why you don't know? You don't know.
has been upset. That's what Rubio was talking about.
The media doesn't cover it.
Lindsey Graham is talking about. This is what your the Republican Party has been talking about.
Them some bad Republicans. I'm telling you,
let me ask this question. How do you feel about Trump? Are you a Trump supporter?
I didn't vote for him in the primaries, put it that way.
Okay. But once again, are you a Trump supporter?
I'm a 50-50 supporter. Okay. What I don't like is I don't like the Republican establishment so much because of what they've done over the years.
Oh, you mean the ones that are trying to get him out?
Yeah, the ones that try to get him out. Okay. They haven't done much for the Republican Party.
Okay, that part I agree with.
But Donald Trump is not in the pockets. He does. He's come to shake things up. How he'll be as a president, I have no idea.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are you offended by the fact that he would not denounce David Duke?
No, I think it's a bit political. Because what I look at in his, I look at his character and how he's lived through the years. Mm-hmm. I know he has hired black people. Remember the black girl? What's her name? Marissa or whatever?
Yeah.
They were friends. He had black people on the show.
Oh, you mean Omarosa?
Omarosa. Yeah. I've seen how he's related to other black people. And it wasn't a racist thing. The Duke guy, no way, you know.
Okay.
But it's just a political thing. I'm not offended by it.
So you know, he hired Omarosa because when he had his show, The Apprentice, she brought a lot more viewers to the show.
But he didn't say
that's why he hired her.
His company, he has blacks and whites hired. And I mean, he has a rapport with blacks.
Okay.
And this is what this pastor said of the day.
Okay.
This is what this pastor said of the day. Remember the one you were talking about?
Daryl Scott.
Daryl Scott says. We had to go 160 pastors to New York, and he says once they hear Donald Trump, they says a lot of them will vote for him undercover when they go into that room.
Right,
and close
that
door.
I heard the
interview. A lot of blacks are doing that. And this morning you talked about a lot of blue collar Democrats across the board. Voted Donald Trump also.
Okay. All right.
Let me.
I mean, let's just call back. We lost you. Go ahead, Danny.
I'm gonna say something.
I joke that wherever the Republicans go, Obama cuts off the power. When they took over the House, then he cut off the House. When they took over the Democratic Senate, then he cut off the Senate. So I thought they might have come to Los Angeles. So Obama cut off the power. The race, he cuts it off. But let me say something to you guys. I'll tell you the truth again. Here's what happens. What happens is the racists never voted for Obama. 99% of white Republicans did not vote for Obama. He won by 10 million votes, more votes than anybody else in the history of elections. He won by 54% of the vote to Romney's 47% of the vote. So what happened? 50% of the white people voted for the Republican. 50% of the white people voted for the Democrat. The 4% of blacks who make up the electorate put him in office. 96% voted for Obama. That same 96% is going to vote for Hillary. Donald Trump doesn't stand a chance. There aren't enough racists to put him in power.
Another thing
I want to say real quick. Racists do not have the power to suggest that somebody's an indicted felon. They don't get to do that.
Oh, really?
All right? They can find some evidence or they stop lying. You don't get to put somebody in prison or indict somebody just so you can steal an election and kick black people back into 1960.
Okay, let me ask this, real brother. So you think that if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, that Hillary has it without a question, that she's going to be?
Without a question. The same thing with Romney. Now, keep in mind, you guys said Romney's going to win because everybody white's going to vote for him. And every racist had already voted for John McCain. There weren't any racists left. You'd have to go somewhere and find some racists because every single one of them voted against Obama.
That's right.
Was just as black in 2008 as he was in 2012.
Okay, I disagree with
that. There aren't enough racists.
I don't think it's going to be.
Can we get another 100 million racists from somewhere? Every single one of them voted.
Everybody that voted for Obama.
How in the heck is Hillary going to lose with the same record? She's going to get the 75% of white Democrats who didn't vote for Obama.
So you're saying all the votes that Romney got were just pure racist people? Is that what you're saying?
No. He got 54. Here's the black vote. Obama got 26% of the white vote. 1% of white Republicans voted for Obama, and only 25% of white Democrats voted for Obama. 75% of them didn't vote, but all the racists voted.
Every single racist in this country voted.
Where do you get your facts from, bro?
Voted for Obama.
Where do you get your facts from?
How
is that broken down into racist?
If you're an idiot, then you will believe
that. How did you get that broken down into racist and non-racist?
There's not enough racists in this country to make Donald Trump president.
I just want to know, bro. You brought your statistics. I'm just questioning your statistics. Where did you get your facts? Where can I go to get to show that racists were voting for? Where's this website where I can go and find out how many racists voted?
It's called Google. Google.com.
And what do I put in Google? What do I put in Google?
Percentage of black vote.
But what do I put in racist?
White vote Obama.
All right.
Go to it.
We'll do that, brother. Tell everybody listen to your show.
Oh, good. It's weekdays on the Radio Network. It's weekdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube, New Orleans Talk Radio Network, all that. The alternative to conservative. Check it out. It's for real. It's the truth. It's the alternative to conservative.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate it.
All right. Also, those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
Okay. That's the piece I was talking about with regards to President Obama, and you had Joe Wilson.
Yeah, the Klansman.
Just outright, how disrespectful is that?
That may be disrespectful, but it's not racist. It's disrespectful. I mean, you don't think
he did it because you don't think it was a racist gesture?
There was another president that somebody actually stood up and objected while he was on the floor too.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you think they would have done it had it been Jeb Bush?
I have no idea.
Or had it been Reagan?
I can't read people's
minds. Had it been a white
person?
Go ahead, Dan.
No, you got to take a deep breath. He got you going. Listen, let me say something, you Jeb. I think you have a problem.
Call my doctor, bro.
No, let me listen to me, sir, for a minute, please. This is serious business, what I'm about to say. I've been on the show with you once before. I've listened from my home when I wasn't on the show. I hear you every time somebody mentions racist or these people are racist, this, that, and all that. You seem to have a problem with that word. Mm-hmm. I gather from you, you don't think racism exists in this country some kind of way. Because you have a terrible thing about it. You question every word somebody say about racism.
That's true.
You question it. And I like to know why. Is it because you don't think racism exists in this country? Mm-hmm. Do you think are you one of those people that thought because they voted President Obama in that racism had ended in this country? Tell me what's your thought
process. Okay, let him respond.
Oh, man, you have made my day.
Okay, answer.
This is what I got here.
Answer that.
You know, for instance, President Obama says that racism is in our DNA. Okay. In 1960, 60% of white America said that they would never vote for a black president. In 2012, they voted for a black president. 4 years later, they voted him in again as president again. And sociologists say that interracial marriage is the benchmark for social change. In 1967, black and white marriages were illegal in 16 states. 1958, 4% approved of black and white marriages. Today is 87%. In 1960, black and white marriages were 1.7%. Today, it's 12%. Racial profiling, for instance, abuse of black by police. In 2014, Ferguson, Missouri became the zero ground for this accusation of white officer killed, white police brutality, when a white officer killed an unarmed black teen. The Justice Department cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. It had accused the police department of racial bias. The Justice Department states that in their report that the gap between the percentage of people blacks living in Ferguson was 67% and that the number of blacks stopped in Ferguson were 85%, which is a 18-point discrepancy. But is that racism? Hold on. Not so fast. Blacks compromised 25% in New York, but 55% were stopped for traffic offenses. A 30% gap discrepancy for bigger than the Ferguson. Now, why is the New York Police Department, which is a majority of minority police officers, were involved in more institutional racism than Ferguson? All right? You cannot have an honest discussion about police conduct until you have an honest discussion about black crime. Blacks are 13% of the population, yet they commit 50% of the nation's homicide, and always the victims is another black person. Most white crimes are against whites. In 2012, the CDC says police officers killed 120 blacks, twice the amount of, but they kill twice the many whites, police officers. The victims, and most of these were, but in the same year, blacks killed 6,000 people. Most of them were blacks. Let's talk about traffic stops in the black community. The National Institute of Justice published in 2013 their finding on race, trust, and police legitimacy when it came to police stops. Three out of blacks drivers admitted that they were stopped because of legitimate reasons. Let me finish. Blacks compared to whites were on the average more likely to commit speeding and other infractions. The Institute wrote that seatbelt usage is chronologically lower among blacks. If a law agency aggressively enforced seatbelt violations, people will stop more black drivers, not because of racism. The National Highway and Safety Commission also found that blacks violate traffic laws at much higher than rate than whites in every offense, not wearing a seatbelt, not using child's safety seats, or speeding. Is there still racism in America? Of course there is, but it's not in our DNA. And last thing. Sociologist Orlando Patterson, a black liberal from Harvard University, wrote, America is the least racist white majority in the world. It has better. Let me finish, bro.
You go ahead. I have my mouth. I can laugh.
It has a better record of protection for minorities than any society, white or black.
Yeah.
Offers more opportunities to a greater number of blacks than any other society, including all those of Africa. Now, this is a black man saying it from Harvard University.
Oh,
you disagree with that, of course.
You listen to me. Without
you disagree with that.
1,050%.
Y'all hold up just a minute. Let's go to the phone right quick. Earl?
How you doing?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing just great. I'm going to just actually put a pause on the race thing, and I want to take us back to what is the commonality, so-called, in this United States, which is the so-called Constitution, our laws. So let me go there. In the election we're dealing with from the Republican Party, they have their procedures and processes in place. What you're finding is that when those that are in power and influence, when it's not going their way, you can see they were changing in a heartbeat. That's what's going on over in the Republican Party. When you look at this Constitution, when you have Scalia, who just died, who's supposed to be this great white Republican that's interpreting the Constitution according to the way that the Founding Fathers has interpreted it. Then you have this white Congress saying, well, we're not going to even look at this nominee of this president who, as my brother just stated, was elected twice by the people. So what we have here is this. The white elite, I ain't getting caught up in racist. I'm going to just deal with what it's all about. Green, money, power.
Okay.
So when you're dealing with power, when power is threatened, it will do what it does. That's why that we, as African Americans, stated that the Constitution wasn't for it.
Okay.
It evolved into where it's at. Our own input is that we understand our input by representation.
Okay.
So without representation, you get a Ferguson. Without representation, you get a Crystal City. Because the population is not involved in what's going on. And quickly, I close with this. In this city, we're fighting over money for our children for schools. It is city council that has the authority to amend any budget to do what they need to do.
Okay,
we're
not
putting the pressure where it needs to go.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate it. Joe, hold on to after the break. We're going to Black Talk Commentary with our friend Scotty Reed. But I see it in you, so we're going to walk it out. Move mountains. We're going to walk it out and move. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up in spite of.
the silence is in quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet.
Last night was not a good night for progressive voters in primaries hoping to hand a setback to the campaign of the center-right war hawk Hillary super predator Clinton. However, the night was not devoid of good news as two prosecutors were defeated in Democratic primaries in Cleveland, Ohio and Chicago, Illinois. Kyle Yuga, County District Attorney Tim McGinty, lost his bid for re-election. McGinty is the prosecutor who went out of his way to ensure that Cleveland officers involved in the killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice would not be indicted. He lost his re-election bid to Cleveland's new prosecutor, Michael Malley, who amassed a support of 55% of voters compared to 44% for McGinty. In Chicago, two-term incumbent Cook County prosecutor Anita Alvarez was defeated in her bid to seek a third term as Chicago's top prosecutor. In addition to her role in helping to cover up the Laquan McDonald killing, where she filed charges against one officer in the case only after a judge ordered the video of the killing made public. Alvarez was also blamed for declining to file charges against officers who fatally shot a total of 68 people in the last 7 years. Challenger Kim Fox trounced the incumbent Anita Alvarez in the Democratic primary, winning 58% of the vote compared to Alvarez's 28%. While Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign seems to have been dealt a knockout blow last night by Clinton's wins in five states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, with slim margins in Illinois and Missouri, he did pick up some delegates and is mathematically still in the race. But in the Republican contest, Trump looks all but unstoppable as the GOP establishment ponders and plots on how to stop the bombastic candidate who may just become the next president of the United States, as a number of polls show huge percentages of independent voters who lean Democrat will not vote for Clinton in the general election. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me and other independent media producers at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network, coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
This is Tanya Free. The Capital Area Health Network is Medicare and Medicaid approved. Caring and dependability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
All the flowers.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Hey, I take my
okay, let's go to line two. Joe, how are you? Joe?
Hello, Tanya. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking.
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment about the racism issue.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a complete social construct, only because there is only one race.
Okay.
Okay, that's the human race.
Right.
Or one race of modern humans. DNA studies have shown that. Our own president's website on the Department of Energy shows that. So that is a given. Anybody who uses racism as their vehicle for their argument is creating a false narrative.
What you mean by that?
You can be a bigot, but not a racist. There is no racist. You can't have racism without races.
Wait, where you been? What are you talking about, Joe?
I'm talking
what word are you talking
about,
man? Ain't no racism.
There is.
How old are you? Can I ask you that?
Wait a minute, Dana. Let him finish. Go ahead, Joe.
What you call racism is simply bigotry.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Exactly. Ignorance. Okay? You're ignorant to the fact there are no racism. It's only bigotry. You, when you say that there's racism, you're saying that there are black races, that there's Asian races, that there's white races, that there's other races. There are no other races. There's one race, our human modern race.
Oh, yeah, is that right? We all know
that's
that.
Right.
We all know that this is we are humans. We all know that we are human race. But see that story. I don't know where you come from. That there are no racism and all that kind of stuff. Race. If you look in the dictionary, each
if
word.
No
each,
racist,
each
how
word,
do you have racism?
Let me say this to you. Each word that you look up has more than one meaning. So you can twist it all you want to, but there are racism in this world all over the place, and there are bigotry all over this world.
So you think there's racism in Africa?
There's hate all over this world everywhere.
You think it's racism in Africa too?
It's prejudice in Africa.
Oh, okay, it's not racist.
Because what I'm saying, I saw the other day on the news where...
Oh, here come the news.
Where a young man, one thing about it, I live by it.
I know you
one
do,
thing, bro. One thing that I saw on the news, that the kids be deformed. And they consider the kids witches or something like that. So that's being prejudiced towards that type of stuff. So I don't think it's racism over there, except unless you talk about South Africa. Yes, that's racism in Africa. So you're not saying nothing slick. But my thing is this
you
stuff
cannot
that you
have racism without
I don't know
racism.
What you're talking
well,
about.
Well, if you have if you consider that according to Webster, I believe that racism is when one race think they're better than another.
So you don't believe that?
That's bigotry.
Well, bigotry is a little different. Bigotry is when you dislike another person. I mean, but you're talking about
one
race of people disliking another race of people. That is racism.
I understand. But the thing is, we're using the word racism as a shield, like as if you mention the word racism and, uh-oh, wait a minute, that makes you a racist. No, there's only one race. People are using this social construct that was created by the white Democrat leadership, by the way, to put people in their little pigeonholes so they can point to people and say, oh, you're that. Oh, you're that. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that.
We're
not a bunch of pigeonholes. We are people. We are the people. One human race trying to survive the best we know how.
Okay.
So you don't think there's one race against another race?
No, there is no race.
Okay, well, go back to your world, wherever that was.
Okay, well, is this Joe Higelman?
Huh?
Is this Joe Higelman?
This is Joe Higelman.
Higelman, I'm sorry.
Way to go, Joe.
How are you, friend? How you been? Hello, you still there? Okay, I guess we lost him.
I'm back. Okay.
Okay, how have you been? I asked how you were doing.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Tanya. I've been listening to your programs, and I've been really enjoying all this great work that you're doing and bringing issues forward and educating people and making them understand that, you know, there's more than one way to look at a subject.
Yeah, Joe, we've got to run this race, Joe.
I agree. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tanya.
Okay. Let's go to AO. How are you? Is that AO? Are you there? Did we lose him?
I hear somebody in my ear.
I can hear it too. AO, are you with us?
Can you hear me, Tanya?
I can hear you now. How are you?
Uh-oh.
We lost him.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, he turned my...
Ayo, I'm sorry. We lost you some kind of way. My techno team is a little... I don't lay back today. I don't know what the deal is.
Untecking.
Okay. Ayo, call us back. I want to hear what you have to say. Okay, let's go back to what you all were talking about with regards to the piece that you just read. You want to respond to that?
What was I saying? I'm sorry, Ty.
He was talking about
in Africa. When he said something about prejudice.
We were talking about the numbers that he had
with
regards to the number of people being pulled over by blacks being more protected in this country.
Yeah, but let me respond to that crap he got over there about black folks killing the police officers killing the majority of white people and all that old kind of crap, man.
My statistics from the CDC is false.
It's absolutely false. Ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. I don't care about no CDC.
What do you have?
That's the same thing. Let me say this.
What do you have
to
refuse?
That's the same thing as it is when they turn around and say we got black folks got every kind of disease in the world and nobody else has nothing but black folks. You see what I'm saying? That's the same thing. They put black folks in morgues apt to get this, and this doesn't work for black folks. Got to get another kind of treatment and this, that, and the other. See, I don't buy all that bull crap. You see what I'm saying?
What do you buy?
And I buy the truth.
Okay,
see,
I don't sit here.
See, one thing about you, you're an intelligent brother. You play games. Mental. You try to
I'm
use.
I'm just asking your question.
No, listen to me. I'm not answering stupid questions. You try to use psychology on people. See, I'm familiar with you. You can't get past me. And the thing is, when you go to that booth, you're gonna vote for Hillary. Cause you ain't no fool. You talk that talk sitting up in here, but you ain't no fool, man. You can talk that foolish talk all you want to.
That's
but
a good
you
one,
love,
baby.
You love Clinton. You love. You love. You love Trump.
Are you right? All right, Gilbert. That was a good.
That's the truth, though. He gonna vote for Hillary. That man ain't no fool. Okay, black folks done lost too much in life.
You'd be surprised how many of your black friends
gonna vote
for Trump.
That's a good one, Dan. Let's go to the phones. Ayo, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good to hear from you.
Excellent. Listen, I wanted to comment on two things. First of all, we as African Americans are caught up in what is called walking trauma. All you have to do is look it up. You'll find out that that literally tells us to take action according or counter to what is best for us. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in our daily action, one. Two, racism is a necessity of Caucasians in order to sustain control.
That's right.
Dr. Frances Welsing spoke about it before when she said 19% of the world, people in the world, are Caucasian. And they maintained racism in order to control and annihilate.
Yes, that's
right. So you have to understand the concept. It's not as if it's done at a specific race of people. No, it's done to eliminate as many of those people because their genes are literally superior to the recessive genes of white people. So literally, that means that in the long run, that the recessive gene will be annihilated by the dominant gene. And this is why racism has to be perpetuated in order so that they can sustain a balance into what they call their nature. And their nature is destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the white fingerprint on the world, that everything they have done, even in technology, has always led a path to weaponry and destruction. My third point I want to point out is this, that nobody running right now is going to look out for the interests of black people if black people do not consolidate, correlate, and plan.
That's
and
right.
Operate according to the plan as a people.
That's
because
right.
They owe us nothing.
Right.
And the Trump already said, I'm not going to give you what you didn't ask Obama for.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he get a passed, meaning Obama, and then you want to come back to us. He's telling you that if he gets that office, that he definitely is not going to do anything to service black people. And Hillary's telling you, if you've done any due diligence, that she is working for a corporation that literally supplies the necessity for the prison industrial complex. So that means the incarceration of more people of color, black and Latino. And I'll hang up and listen, okay?
You are so right, A.O. I am with you 100%.
A.O., I got a question
What we
for
did
you.
Not ask President Obama for, we can't expect anybody else to do for us. You're right.
That's
go
right.
Ahead. Go
A.O.,
ahead,
he talks about...
And you stepped on Gibb at that time.
Yeah, you stepped on me at that time, but... But let me ask you a question. When you talk about that the DNA of the white race is destructive, how do you explain 6,000 blacks killed by the hands of blacks here in America if they are the destructive? What about our DNA when we start killing each other off? I don't understand your philosophy and thoughts on that.
That's why I started out with the concept that we have what is called walking trauma. And I told you, walking trauma has us doing things against what is our best interest. Now, that walking trauma in the United States especially has been transformed into a progressive programming. Now, how is that done? Well, the average eye can actually process a flash at 40 to 35 to 40 flashes per minute. Well, the TV has the highest flash ratio of any country because in America, the flash ratio is anywhere from 60 to 75 per minute. Well, that literally is putting you at what's called the verge of trance. So you are literally being embedded with a preconceived idea every time you get in front of that TV. And if you don't believe it, look at how people react to advertisement and run out and buy a product that they find that they don't even need. But it's because of that walking train state that they act against their own interests. Did I explain that clearly enough?
Yeah, no, sir, you didn't.
Okay, I got you.
Talked
I,
about,
got you. I got
I thought you,
you
put everybody lumped everybody in the
no,
same pool.
I
you can't solve it.
That we everybody looks at the same TV
you
program.
Need two
some
days.
Run out and kill, some of them don't. I don't get
A-O,
it.
Thank you so much for your comments. Good to hear from you.
Same Sanson. Take care.
Today's right. Smooth Jazz Break
that's
is
a lot of hypotheses he's
by Marcus there. Johnson, sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors.
Well, break.
Tailors at 3200 West Broad has been catering to your needs for over 40 years. Custom-made suits, shirts, pants, coats, and more. Need that special outfit today? No problem. Visit their extensive selection of ready-made fashion and accessories for both men and women. The smart way to shop and a better way to dress. Mention Tanya Free and receive a 10% discount on your next purchase. That's Hong Kong Tailors, 3200 West Broad, 804-359-5444.
Now on your mobile device, on your computer. in your ear and interactive. It's new. It's innovative. And it's on your mobile device. Android, iPhone, iPad, and on your computer. Take us wherever you go. Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
For a lot less than you might think. With Freedom Marketing. Text the word ADVERTISE to 63975 or give them a call at 844-321-1010. That's Freedom Marketing, 844-321-1010.
Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go back to the phone. Scotty, how are you again? Scotty, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Scotty. Okay, who was making a comment during the break? Gilbert, were you saying something just now?
I was saying a lot.
You wanted to respond to A.O.
A.O., please call back. I want to know where you got your research on walking trauma. I never heard it before. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just never heard it before. If you could just call in and let us know where you got the information from. I never heard walking trauma before because I could be a walking trauma myself.
Okay.
I'm just joking with you.
We were just watching something on television just now with regards to Trump and the riots if he is not given the nomination, which should be of all our concern, which could possibly happen for the mere fact that the Democrats are thinking about having a contested convention.
The Republicans.
The Republicans. Thank you, Danny. The Republicans are. And what that means is that they can change the rules. And even though Donald Trump get the number of delegates that he need to be the presumptive nominee, all that can change when they get to the contested convention. Because once the rules change, then they can, like, you know, put in by Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, the whole nine yards, and he not get it. So I don't know if Donald Trump, it is a threat, you know, being that he has the highest number at this point. So I don't know what the Republican Party is going to do.
I can tell you.
Okay.
I can tell you.
Okay.
When he says riot, it means in the convention, because you have the established Republicans. There's two kinds of Republicans, established Republicans and the conservative Republicans. Those are ones that are at odds, not people outside that circle. And that's what's going on in the fraction within the Republican Party. Now, in that convention, if those two people are in that same convention, that could be a riot. But it won't be outside in a sense. It will be within the convention he's talking about, where there's this big disagreement of two parties together in the same room.
I think that's your interpretation of what he means.
And what would be your interpretation?
My interpretation would be that he's trying to incite riot like he has done
with
thus far.
Base. Right.
Yeah, with the base period. And that means it could take place anywhere.
So what do you think will happen on this?
I shudder to think what might happen.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And don't underestimate, you know, how riled up these people have been and will continue to be
But my question to you was, why would they go out and start fighting people that they don't know, strangers on the street?
Yeah, but why do they...
Let me finish. But without probable cause of going out and causing a riot... For something that's happened within their own party.
But why would people, the Black Lives Matter, do this?
Nobody else would do it. Are you out of your mind?
Show me where it's been done
have
recently.
Have you lost your mind?
I'm just asking you. Show me where it's been done. Have you been to a convention?
Yeah, but.
Have you been to a Republican convention?
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
Which state one? I've been to the state one, yeah.
Right here in Virginia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you need to go to a real one. Where they're actually fighting people and throwing them out.
Where they fought and threw people out in a convention?
Me?
At a candidate thing, yeah, but not at a convention.
At the rallies. Have you been to
I don't go to rallies.
Let me ask this. So we were talking during the break with regards to you think that less government is better than what we have set up right now.
Yes.
And you think that that would work in our benefit. And we were saying that it does not. It takes us back. And that it would actually put us back in chains and shackles. And a prime example of that is the law you were talking about, Danny, mm-hmm. in Kentucky,
yeah.
where they're considering making it a bill or law that anyone wanting to interracial marriages for whatever the reason.
They can discriminate.
But that's not
less government. That's more government.
No, let her finish.
No, you know what she's talking about?
Let her finish.
That's, I know what you're talking about.
They're talking about doing it on a local level.
Yeah, but it's government.
That's
still
the
government.
Senate.
Government.
No, we were talking about U.S. government.
It doesn't make a difference.
Not government, local government.
Local you government, said, federal.
Okay, so you're talking about no government at all?
No. When government is set up to do certain things, but when government extends its hand beyond that,
this is not federal government.
Government is government.
This is state government that is talking about this law that we're
when the state government overtaxes you, what's the difference in the state government overtaxing you and the federal government overtaxing you? What's the difference?
That's a wrong example.
We're not talking about
that's another total example.
So you're saying no government on any level?
No, I'm not saying that. Government is good
because
it brings order.
In this case, the Constitution.
But when government extends itself beyond the Constitution, that's when we're in trouble. All we're saying is have a responsible government. Don't extend yourself beyond what the Constitution gives you the right
but
to
they
do.
Have in well, Kentucky. That's what we're talking about.
Well, that's government. You agree with me.
No, I'm not. We were talking about the federal government. This is local government.
So you're saying
this is the local government that's trying to pass.
So you're saying state government is not bad.
What?
You saying state government is okay for them to do stuff.
You said that.
Right. You got to have government on some level.
On all levels. Federal, state.
Right.
County,
this is a state.
City.
State.
Right.
But
okay.
Anytime, any government, whatsoever locality that you're in, if it overextends itself than what it's set up to do, that's an overbearing upon the people themselves. You have to remember now, government was set up with the purpose of giving your consent to rule over us. We make the laws with consent. It's not government just don't make laws. It has to be by the consent of the people.
Okay, so if there's no government in place and somebody feel like, okay, we're going to put you in shackles and chain and let you and want you to be a slave and government didn't come into place, so what's your repercussion?
But it was in place. The government just didn't follow through on it. Now,
what we were talking about earlier was
the government
said
set up,
I said that Republicans want more and more they want less.
Right, less. Government.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I said they wanted less control. They want less anybody controlling anything relative to what's going on in the states. And you said that you don't need a federal government. And so
no, I didn't say that.
I asked you, so you think states should run their own you know, it went on the morning.
Some,
he said
some
yes.
things, that, if you look at the Constitution, the way the country was set up, it was set up with the federal government only had a little authority to do, but the states had the more authority.
Yeah, that's why slavery came about, because of the states' rights. But that's why the Republicans talk so much. Let me just say something, Gibbon. That's why the Republicans, you guys, love to talk about states' rights.
Yeah, I do.
So you can dog people. You can
I'm
make
not dogging nobody.
No. Listen to me now. There were 13 states that had this slavery going on. The rest of them was kind of sneaking in and doing it. But anyway, they had the power, the states. So the states, when the states have control, they dog people. They just do any inconceivable thing they want to do. Just absolutely crazy stuff. You know, and it doesn't make any sense. That's why the federal government stepped in. That's why they had that war. You understand? They had that, you know what I mean? And they wanted to stop all
Where
of that.
Where does the federal law? Where does the federal government get the laws from?
I made the comment during the break that had it not been for the federal government stepping in, we would still be in shackles
still
and chains
right now.
This is what I'm talking about with regards.
That's what the federal government was set up to do.
With regards to this particular bill that Kentucky is trying to pass right now, it is in the committee. And what it is, let me see if I can read.
Tanya, why you get fighting that? This is what I'm talking about. The federal government was set up to protect your rights, just like the state government sticks. It was the federal government was supposed. They were procrastinating, setting in. They should have did that a long time ago. I agree. The federal government should have stepped in. They should have stepped in a long time ago because it was a right of a person to be free. The Constitution talks about the inalienable rights to be. All of us are given inalienable rights. Okay, to be free. The federal government didn't follow up on that thing until the people put the pressure on the federal government to come down and do something.
But when you have Republicans saying they want less government, and you have states like the Kentucky Senate, let me read this, mm-hmm. Kentucky Senate committee has passed a bill that will allow store owners and other providers of services to refuse to serve interracial couples, interracial families, or couples of different faiths. Okay?
You know how to solve that problem? Vote those people that make those laws, vote them out of office.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
That's where you change government.
That's all you got to do.
You think it's wrong?
100%.
Because you have to remember now, these people are just representatives. They can't, that's another bearing of, you got a few people making laws which the people don't agree with. So what you got to do is vote them out of office. It's the people that have the power to rule. We give our allegiance to a few people in the state government to rule us when the people in society and the citizens are the ones that's supposed to rule. If they're making a bad law, it's up to the people in that region, in that state.
So what do they do? They go along with whatever bad
they
object. They put in place.
They march because you're making a law that's against what the people want. But what you do, you get together and you get the people down there and you go march on and say, we don't want this. And that will change their mind. But to sit here and talk doesn't do anything.
No, that's what the federal government said.
The federal government doesn't come down and make the states do for something like that. Because nobody's
just
right.
Talked about it.
Okay. You
and that's why you got it.
Go ahead, Ed.
Well, you're talking about taking all these folks out.
Mike, put your mic on.
Voting them out. Why has the Senate and the all House Republicans just spent all their time trying to get rid of health care, which was a good thing?
You said they're trying to get rid of it?
Kind of get rid of it. It's passed.
Yeah, they've already promised it to.
And they're trying to get rid of it all the way up to the Supreme Court. They've turned it down. And most of the candidates said, the first thing I do when I get in, I'm going to repeal health care because they got all the health care they're going to need for the rest of their lives. They've got all the retirement they need for the rest of their lives.
That's right.
And truth be told, we ought to get rid of, in my opinion, and the way I feel, every representative in Washington, Democrat and Republican. Because at this point, we are still in the same place, in my opinion, than we were, you know, years ago. Yes, President Obama has done the affordable health care and a couple of other things. But like you said, Ed, you're right. They have all of the benefits that they're going to ever need.
Yeah. But that's not, you know? that's Republicans and Democrats.
Democrats, they aren't voting against
They're not, but they get. You talking about getting health care? Yeah, you say, oh, who's getting health care? Democrats and Republicans.
But the Republicans are the ones that say, let's.
They're going to repeal it.
Repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's wrong with that? If they object to the way it's done,
what's wrong with it?
I don't know. You might call it affordable health care, but when I go to the doctor, no longer affordable health care for me.
But you don't. You're not even in the program. Come on.
I'm not talking about that, but it's affected my insurance.
Right. It's affected the cost.
My rates have gone up, and most people I talk to have lost insurance because of affordable health. So it ain't no blessing for everybody across the board.
It needs to be tweaked.
It's a good plan, but it needs to be tweaked.
If it needs to be tweaked, then the answer is to repeal it. That's what they want to do. Because of the people that are benefiting from it.
I don't know the intricacies and intricacies out of it, so I don't know. So
go ahead, Ed. Finish your statement.
I'm done with that. I was just saying where he stood. You know, he said that the old traditional Republicans, and then he's a conservative type.
Oh, yeah, I'm a conservative.
Whatever.
That's where people fall in. Let me ask you, what does conservative mean?
It means what we talked about earlier, limited government. Not a lot of spending, bringing back, you know, having conservative spending, you know, these conservative ideals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
why then when Bill Clinton left it?
I don't know about Bill Clinton. He's not president no more.
You won't let me. You won't let me finish.
Let him finish.
Then why did, when Bill Clinton left that budget surplus, I forgot how many billions of dollars, I forgot, and then George Bush came in and President Obama had to try to dig us out of this almost recession that depression. No, I don't.
I'll tell you why my facts are not wrong. I'll tell you why.
You need to tell you why you're wrong.
I'll give you a minute. I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, he may have left a surplus, but when George Bush, right, told me he came in office and he started the spending, that's when the country went on a roar. When George Bush started spending it and with the TARP, when that happened, George Bush started spending. That's when the Tea Party came about. When George Bush started spending all that money.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You just told a brother that conservatism meaning and limited government and not spending this money.
Well, he spent a lot.
Well, why did George Bush, was he a conservative or what is he?
He must not been because he was doing all this spending.
Okay. Well, I tell
George Bush never claimed he was a conservative, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You got to be kidding me, man.
I want everybody to listen to the Tea of the Week with Miera. Here we go.
Come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. And that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, it's my tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or concealed, a fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kid,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
Things will never.
Tea of the Week.
Ball player Russell Wilson proposes to Ciara on getaway trip. Is Ciara looking for another daddy for baby future? And also Hazel E. So E breaks up with Cat Williams after fighting the club. Kim Kardashian leaked nude photos claiming to have nothing to wear. Keisha Cole eggs Bow Wow's friend's car after rumors of the two dating. Rappers from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Dime Piece, and Bambi fight over a little scrap. Is Mama D welcoming Dime Piece to the throne? Tiny and T.I. baby shower almost ruined by the chef that catered the event. Neo and Crystal Renee shows maternity photos. Fabulous booed up with Mystery Girl in the club. How does Emily B feel about that? Kiki Palmer opens up about her sexuality and reveals she would date a girl. For more scoop on celebrities, tune in with the Tea of the Week.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM,
soul of the city newspaper. Read about the black woman who said that Bill Clinton is the father of her son. Read about what's going on with the new Creighton Court redevelopment. The Shallow returns in this issue. And also, read our black history stories. This and much more is in the latest edition of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Now, you can also read it online by going to heartandsoulofthecitynewspaper.com or either go to WCLM radio website. The Heart and Soul newspaper, the little newspaper with the gray and big old
name. I love night sleep. Ugh, boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. Again, 800-605-4650.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway with a groove I only got.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We need a fire extinguisher. Call the fire department. Okay. All right, Gilbert. We were talking about the difference between established Republicans and conservative Republicans. Explain the difference, if you would, please.
Established Republicans are those Republicans that have been in office, and they want things to go the same way it's been going for so many umpteen years.
Okay.
The conservatives are angry because nothing has been done to change. So the conservative Republicans are those that are in a disagreement with the so-called establishment. But I'll give you an example.
Okay.
The guy that was voted out recently who was a minority, Eric Cantor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric Cantor was an established Republican who at one time the conservative was asking, come tell us what's going on in Washington. Why did you vote the way you voted?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you spend this amount of money? Come back and talk to the representatives, the people themselves, and share to us why you did what you did. There might be an explanation. There was no response in him coming back, showing up, and talking to the people. So people said, okay, we know what to do. We'll vote you out of office and get our own man in office. And that's what happened with Dave Brack.
They didn't do it. The Democrats did. They went to the poll that day and voted against him. Because Eric Cantor ran. He ran uncontested for what,
and you were there.
Years or whatever.
You were there.
That's fine. Oh, yeah.
But not in the 7th District. Because the 7th District is a majority Republican 2nd District.
Okay,
don't give
said.
That victory to the Democrats. Don't
excuse me.
Don't Don't do that.
Why are you, what you're saying, that Democrats couldn't vote against him?
I'm not saying they voted against him, but there ain't that many Democrats, especially blacks, within the area of Eric
Cannon. See,
that's
what you don't know. You're speaking on something you have no idea. Yes, because that's where I live.
I'm running, man.
Well, then I know.
But you voted for David Brett.
You don't know because you're a Republican.
I'm asking, did you vote for David Brett?
Did you vote?
That's the question. Don't evade it.
I'm going to say this.
Who did you vote for?
I'm going to tell you this.
Who did you vote for? I voted for David Brett, and he's in office right now. Case closed.
What does that got to do with the president?
So let me ask this question now. What is a social conservative? Is that what Ted Cruz?
I know he's a conservative. I don't know what he's social conservative. I don't know the difference between a social conservative and a conservative. So
okay, yeah. All righty. So you were talking about the Black Panthers.
Yes.
During the break.
My people.
Okay. Give us your experience.
Black Panthers started their organization because of mainly police brutality, and they want to step up and try to protect their neighborhoods, and they started a hunger program for kids. That were hungry going to school because people felt like the kids can perform better once they had breakfast and food in the system, which you know. We used to go to school. You know, I used to go to school hungry. Didn't want to study, didn't want to do nothing. Just give me some food. And they used to do all kinds of other things in the different districts of Oakland, California. And I think they ended up, in a short period of time, feeding over 20,000 different kids in different boroughs or whatever. And they never had their guns unless they were threatened by the police. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? The Black Panther were not out there. They were not a violent group. They were not about destruction and violence. They were about protecting themselves. Okay, here's the thing. You see all these people, the majority of people, they walk around with their guns everywhere. But just like the Black Panther, get your guns and walk them down a sidewalk and stuff like that and walk around somewhere like the law said you can do and watch what happened.
Right.
They could not sleep. They could not rest at night knowing that those brothers and sisters had those weapons, even though they were not after police. Just like today, when the police goes out and kill all of our people that's unarmed and everything, they have tried to turn the book, the page that, you know, black folks are against the police. And so now, if you watch the TV and watch the news and stuff, the blue matters. Blue matters. They got these people walking blue matters. And you know, as if this, just like Donald Trump would get up there and say, yeah, the police, they're so great. Sometimes they do make a mistake, but they are great, this and that and the other. Everybody knows that we as a people are not against all police.
Right.
We are against the law-breaking policemen. They know that there are a lot of police on the take. They already know that. Bribery and all this kind of stuff.
But it's amazing how they stand together.
They stand together. They won't do nothing about it. Because they're standing together, that's why they try to lump us in as black folks hate the police.
Right.
So, you know, all y'all police should hate black people. Just turn against them because they hate us. That's a lie. And they know it's a lie. That's propaganda at its finest. Gilbert knows that. But he'll spread the propaganda. Tell him to read off that paper about that.
Well, the Black Panthers were shut down by the government.
Yeah.
Now, has the Ku Klux Klan been shut down by the government?
Good point.
Because
have any of these other hate groups been shut down by the government?
No. Not going to shut them down.
That's all I got to say.
Not going to shut them down.
Thank you, Ed.
Not going to shut them down.
I'm not defending one or the other, okay? Black Panthers know the Ku Klux Klan. But I'm asking you a question. Has the Ku Klux Klan march, are they marching in the street with guns now, or?
No, but they don't have the hoods on.
I'm just saying, do they march in the street with guns? Why would you shut them down?
They had an incident
a couple of months ago, and I'm trying to remember.
No, they don't.
Somebody was
threatening people too.
Someone was injured.
In the world.
I have to pull it up on my.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, originally this happened last month.
It sounded like they look like got
they
beat up.
They just don't wear sheets anymore.
They look like got beat up, but they didn't seem like they got
walk in the open.
That's right. It looked like they got beat up, pretty honest.
But I mean, you know,
just a few.
They don't. A few of them wear the sheets.
Well, okay, let's bring it a step further. Mm-hmm. The group that was protesting in Oregon, they had guns. Sure. And an individual,
but it wasn't because they were Ku Klux. It was a property thing. It's totally different.
No, the group was like trying to take away federal
land.
That's property.
So, but it's federal. How are you going to walk on federal and protest federal land with guns?
And tell the government that.
How do you handle it? Okay, so you have, say for instance, if you feel that you want to protest with a gun on federal property, it's okay. You don't think you'll get shot?
Yeah, I think you get shot. I think I don't know much about it.
Before you even get shot, do you think that you could maybe step on federal property with a gun?
Well, from my understanding of the situation was that federal government was taking some of their land. And that's what the big argument was.
By protesting with a gun.
If they take
their land. That wasn't their land. That was the federal government.
Wait a minute. So they believe it was part of their land. Let me ask this question. You think the proper way of handling that is by protesting with your gun?
If it's your property, you have a right to defend your property, right?
Well, go to court.
Go ahead and try that.
You can't beat the government.
Go ahead and try that.
I think they'd already been.
I was surprised that they didn't.
Me personally, I wouldn't have put a gun out on it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, in their mind, was that they had the right to defend their property.
That wasn't their property.
They changed
that
their mind.
That was the federal government's property.
You have
property,
to remember
sir.
What's in their mind. Their mind was this property belongs to me and the federal government's trying to
Well, their
it.
Mind was twisted. They can't just go.
Well, their mind was twisted.
Well, they got killed, too.
Well, then they got killed.
Yeah. Well,
what's the argument?
Good. I'm happy about it.
All right, well.
Okay. Last few minutes. Let's shift gears here and talk about the nominee, President Obama. This morning made an announcement. He's nominating Judge Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court to take Justice Scalia's place. And the Republicans are adamant that they are not going to interview or talk to him or any of that. Where do you all stand? Do you think that President Obama should go ahead and just do the recess appointment, or where do you think he should go from here?
I just don't like their appointee. I don't understand President Obama's thinking. I really don't. He had 90% of the black vote both time he ran, but he would not appoint a black person to that Supreme Court.
Yeah, he had two of them in that list. It was a sister and a brother.
He seemed to be thinking that President Obama, I think one of his biggest faults is that he tried to satisfy everybody. I think sometimes he tried to not let people think he's into race and this. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why he would not appoint a black woman to that bench.
He appointed the one he thought of the group that was best qualified and who had the approval in the very recent past from both parties.
Yeah.
So he didn't just say, I'm going to pick a black person. I wouldn't respect the fact if he just, I'm going to pick a black person or the Indian person, whoever.
He had chosen
five people from whom he was
like going to
make
six.
A selection. And of those, he vetted them. And that's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And this man, if you had listened to his presentation this morning when he announced it, but you need to listen to it. And he gave all of the reasons why he chose this particular man. And I respect his choice because, not because he's Obama, but because of what he said behind his nomination, his selection. And so, and I think anybody in office, you want them to pick the best person for the job.
I do.
Somebody who looks a certain way.
So
I'm just saying that in his defense.
Well, Loretta Lynch, she took her name out.
And she could have been the best if she hadn't taken her name out. You see what I'm saying?
She would have been it.
But,
yeah, me.
But from what he had to, from those that he, you know, had to make the choice, this particular person, according to everything he said, was the best qualified.
I hope it's right because folks are gonna be mad with him.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
People are gonna be mad.
If he had picked
a black person, some people are gonna be mad. If he had picked that Indian person, there some people are gonna be mad.
But
you know, people are gonna be angry.
From his political views, you're hoping that he's not too conservative.
Right. I hope he didn't go around.
This guy's down the middle of the road.
That's
down
the middle.
Yeah.
Yes. He.
Right.
That's
eccentric. Yeah.
He has demonstrated because he was on the court.
Timothy McVeigh. He was over.
Is that the one they said was the head court guy?
He was on the D.C. Circuit Court. D.C. Circuit
Court in the land, which is the D.C. Circuit Court.
Right.
And he had just been promoted to Chief Justice. Just 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I think that President Obama was just showing them, even if you take the most qualified person
in the whole United States, the old Republicans and the conservative Republicans are going to reject them regardless.
Well, let's just see what happens. I think we will. I think we just jumping the gun here.
Okay, we'll see. Our time is out, everybody. Thanks to all of our thanks. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. Of course, thanks to Brenda, Ed, Gilbert, Danny, Niera, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose. Can't get it.